Happy Friday. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and Bob returns on Monday. Let's say hello to Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu. Good morning, Louisa.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right. Food news and reviews. Here's what we have going on. I just found out from Joe Romano that the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. Woo! And Cinco de Mayo is coming up, and I was sad to find out that Taco Bell stopped serving breakfast yesterday. That's my Cinco de Mayo thing. I know.
Liked a good bacon.
I got there before 11 too, and the bacon crunch wrap was not available. So, and so it's so weird. Like, we're in sync, because last night I like Middle Eastern food, and I found a sheet pan shawarma recipe on TikTok that it looked delicious. And I forwarded it to myself, and I'm going to try and make it. But there might be some good Middle Eastern food to be had in our city. Is there something new?
Such good Middle Eastern food, Wendy. It's actually going to be just outside of Chicago, but in the heart of Little Palestine in Bridgeview. It is a newer restaurant called Madakan, and which means smoked in Arabic. Mm. And it's kind of like a cross between like a backyard barbecue and a Middle Eastern restaurant. And it's one of the few, if not the only, independently owned Middle Eastern restaurant in the Chicago area, or in Bridgeview, that's got a smoker like sitting in the backyard, the parking lot. And they, oh my gosh, so you're like craving shawarma. They have got the most amazing smoked meats, and then they bake their own bread. And my mouth is watering.
I know. I'm so hungry.
Exactly. The algorithms have got us, Wendy. I'm telling you. they have got this incredible smoked beef rib, and it is like so tender. It's kind of that old school, super tender, fall off the bone, which I know the purists are kind of like crazy about, but it's so tasty. And they've got this gigantic grill behind the counter where they've got like all the skewers of meat, and but the bread, like I said, they bake in-house, and they are constantly baking throughout the day, so you get fresh, warm, a little smoky from their brick oven, kind of like good pizza, pita bread. It's just absolutely amazing. And then, like, all the little sides that go with it, you know, so, like, so good. So, yeah, you could do the sheet pan shawarma or just, like, head down to Bridgeview to Little Palestine.
What about rice? Because I got to have a lot of rice and maybe some cucumber salad. They got all that, right?
Totally. You know, I am Chinese, so I love the rice. And they've got two kinds of rice. They've got, like, you know, the fluffy rice, but then they've also got this slightly like spicy rice, which is a little bit different. It's got a little bit of kick to it. And it's so good. All the little sides, like you're saying, the cucumber salad, and then like the vegetarian platter, like the hummus, and, you know, just like so silky with the eggplant and the cheese. It's so incredibly delicious. And they do brunch. They do brunch too.
All right. So give the name of this restaurant again.
It is Madakan. It's M'Dakhan, which means smoked in Bridgeview.
God, that sounds so incredibly good. All right. You said you're Chinese, so there's a Asian Asian food, or a new coastal food with an Asian focus. What did I just say? What does that mean?
I know. It's a mouthful. That's why I had to talk to Chef Jennifer Kim, who is actually the chef de cuisine at Proxy in the West Loop. And so they have been open for like 7-8 years now, and they kind of were doing this global street food, but they decided to really focus in on coastal Asian, to kind of draw on her Korean heritage, and then also to draw on chef and owner Andrew Zimmerman, who is like an Iron Chef winner, his experience, you know, and like his love, and then also managing partner Emmanuel Noni. And then, like, you know, and so they have got this. So this was just an opening story. It's not a review, so I always have to say that right out loud. But like this amazing looking, like they base it on a seafood tower. And so we've got a picture of it at the Tribune. It is like on this cauldron of like smoking dry ice with like, you know, I mean, scallops, raw scallops, and I know, prawns and like uni shooters, and just like so beautiful, really so beautiful. So Jennifer was telling me all about it, and, you know, and the chef was just explaining how like this is really going to draw on, you know, a lot of coastal Asian, like you were saying, but then they also got still their wood-fired steaks. So they have got a wood-fired 14-ounce Wagyu strip steak, but the sauces, a Samjang butter, which is like Korean-inspired, a black garlic jus, a miso hollandaise, and then like a spicy Sichuan salsa verde. And
all right, yeah, that's where the like fusion comes in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got, you know, and she was, oh, and then also mushrooms, which the chef who uses they pronouns was described, they were saying that the edges are crispitized. And I was like, I don't know that word, but I love it. So
crispitized. Oh, I like that.
Mushrooms. I know. And the mushrooms are grown in Chicago, too. So coastal Asian with mushrooms that are grown by Four Star in Westtown. So yeah, love that.
We have such great food in this city, I'm telling you. It's Wendy sitting in for Bob. He returns on Monday, and we're talking to Louisa Chu, Chicago Tribune food critic. It's food, news, and reviews. We're getting a little of everything. And let's go back to reviews, because, again, I feel like somewhere we are connecting, because I just made funeral potatoes at my house. I just made them last week, and I love them. You know what they are. Listeners, I don't know if you do.
I know.
I didn't know they were called funeral potatoes, but it's basically hash browns and cheese whiz and onions and butter and cream of chicken soup. And then you melt some butter and put some corn flakes in that butter, and you pour that all over the top and you bake it. And it is amazing.
Oh, the Wendy Snyder secret funeral potatoes recipe. I love it.
Well, it's funny. I got it from a friend of mine, and she said, you can use shredded cheddar cheese, but I'm telling you, it's better with Cheese Whiz. And it really is ooey and gooey. But these are comfort foods, and these are some of the foods you'll find at Moonflower Cocktail Bar.
Yeah. So the restaurant, Funeral Potatoes, was a virtual delivery-only restaurant for like 5 years. They started right at the beginning of the pandemic by two women co-founders. And then just last year, they found a permanent residency, became kind of like a permanent pop-up inside of Moonflower Cocktail Bar in Portage Park. And so now you've got like the convergence of these like amazing, you know, business concepts, Funeral Potatoes, this like amazing comfort food, the dish, you know, that is like the signature item at Funeral Potatoes, the now permanent pop-up restaurant, at Moonflower, which is this like the neighborhood cocktail bar everybody always dreams of, like, you know, the kind of place where you can go and hang out, but they've got like, you know, the person becoming your friend who can make like really great cocktails. Plus, they've got this weekend only, and I should say Friday and Saturday, like speakeasy-style lounge in the basement, and it is just the coolest, like, combination of concepts. And, yeah, so they've got actually a monthly changing funeral potatoes dish. The one that I had, my mouth was watering, like, we were talking about Cinco de Mayo, like, Mexican flavors, and elote funeral potatoes. So it's that, yeah, classic cheesy potato casserole base, plus they add corn, and then they add like a tahini, you know, sauce on top, and like spicy tahini panko, the breadcrumbs, instead of the cornflakes that you're using, and then also like a Valentina hot sauce crema.
Jeez.
And it's, I know, what are they doing over there? It's so, it's like spicy, a little hint of spice, not too spicy, and comforting and wonderful. And the thing that I loved so much about Fruit and Potatoes always is that like they're constantly coming up with new ideas. They've got not only the monthly specials, like I was mentioning, but like weekly specials. And they truly change every week. So like 1 week, it was their signature. Now Chef Alexis Rice, who's taken over by herself, has got her signature chocolate zucchini bread. And it's like this beautiful, warm hunk. I know.
Who doesn't want a beautiful, warm hunk in their life?
I know, exactly. Can I tell you?
Well, I am so sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize Funeral Potatoes was the actual name of the food restaurant. I just thought that they made funeral potatoes, but okay, so this all comes together now. And
yeah.
And I just want to say I never knew why it was called that, and allegedly it was a casserole that you know, when you had funerals, a lot of times you'd have like a little luncheon in the church basement or something, and these casserole dishes, funeral potatoes, hence the name. So I wanted to throw that in there too. But it sounds like they have everything covered over there, like great comfort food and fabulous cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And, you know, like Alexis was explaining that was kind of the origin story of the name, like you were saying. But it's, you know, evolved to become like a thing that you do for funerals and weddings and potlucks. And it's just kind of like the food you turn to for family and friends in times of good and bad, you know. And so it's just a wonderful combination. And then the cocktails, again, you know, are just like so beautiful, so delicious. Downstairs, again, speaking of kind of like the Mexican flavors coming up as we are for Cinco de Mayo, the Son of a Gun is their signature cocktail downstairs at Nightshade. It's a chips and salsa martini. And it's a tortilla chip infused Vesper. And it's got the gin in there from Leatherby, which is made in Chicago again. And just like a little bit of like a delicate, fine, salty rim.
That sounds great.
Corn flavors. I know. And
all
poblano
right.
heat.
Give us the address real quickly. We have news to get to.
Oh, yeah. So the address at Funeral Potatoes at Moonflower Nightshade is 4359 North Milwaukee, on that strip of Milwaukee right by Montrose in Portage Park.
Great to talk to you again, Louisa Chu. And we will speak again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too, Wendy.
Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu.